take me back as to those memories of transitioning to Las Vegas.
It was very interesting because we had been coming back and forth, and I've been doing it a lot. And at that time, two of my kids were at UNLV, so that was fine. So I was used to coming here. Mm-hmm. My youngest son at that time was going into his second year of high school, and so for him, it was going to be traumatic. That's what I was concerned about. And he was on a summer teen tour trip around the United States for 6 weeks. And the last night before they came back to L.A., they stopped here. So we met him here and took him out to Green Valley to show him that he was going to be going to Green Valley High School. Green Valley High School was about to open. It was the first year. Figured we'd move there, so he'd be coming in new with everybody else. And we came to the top of the hill to Warm Springs, and you looked down to Green Valley High School, which was surrounded by nothing but dirt. And he said, "Are you sending me to prison?" I mean, high school. It looks like a prison. And it did. It did. It was the school and nothing. Nothing. The first couple of weeks for him were traumatic. He came home every day and said, "The school is really nice, but there's no Jewish kids in school at all. I'm the only Jewish kid in the whole school." Sure. And when we came here, we immediately joined Temple Beth Shalom because that was it. And it was Rosh Hashanah, and we went to Beth Shalom, and all day he kept saying, "Every kid in school is here. I guess the whole school's Jewish." He didn't recognize kids as, you know, a high school kid doesn't say, "Are you Jewish?" You know, there was no way to recognize each other, and all of a sudden, it was like the world opened. Everybody was there.